We also can't forget that it's not just the person who's in hospice or who's nearing end of life. This also adversely affects the people around that person greatly. And so we got to make sure that we're sensitive to that as well.
This is What Matters Most, family conversations about the last stages of life, made possible by Alina's Life Course program.
My name is Armando Camacho, and what matters most to me as a caregiver is the care that my grandmother receives during her end of life. Well, I have two kids, young kids, a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old, so they're experiencing, they're seeing what end of life looks like for a senior who has cancer, so they're learning a lot, and they're also seeing and watching how dad is taking care of grandma and grandpa. I think that's a very powerful lesson there in itself. So they've learned a lot, and they're just by watching. And I think also having empathy for people who are in a hospice situation or end-of-life situation is really it's a way for us to give back to people who've given back so much to us that have maybe taken care of us or just watched over us when we were young. So for me, it's an honor to be there for them because they were there for me for many years.
What Matters Most is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. More information is online at lifecoursemn.org.